Everyone, whether you are listening live on Blab or tuning in on Periscope or listening to the podcast or watching the YouTube video on Facebook, wherever you are at, we are glad that you are here joining us for episode 2 of Teacher Entrepreneur School. I am Sheila. I run the website SheilaJaneTeaching.com. I am an entrepreneur fanatic. I love everything about business, entrepreneurship, social media, marketing. I have founded now and co-founded essentially 3 businesses I've got going on. I have my Teach Happy membership, which is an online membership platform for educators that focuses on wellness and support for teachers around the world. I'm doing iTeach TV Network, which I consider a business, even though it's not monetized essentially right now, but it is growing to be one of the largest live collaborative platforms for teachers on Periscope and Blab. And then I am co-founder with this fabulous lady here, Caitlin, for Teacher Entrepreneur School. So that is a little bit about me. Caitlin, tell us about you.
Yes. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Caitlin, and I am actually a founder slash co-founder of 3 companies as well. Initially, it started out with just my blog, Teach Inspire Change, very small, my Instagram. And then I also co-founded a company called EB Academic Camps, and we partner with teachers across the country and the world to help them run after school and summer camp programs to help their students improve their reading and writing skills. In addition to that, I have now co-founded this great company, Teacher Entrepreneur School, with Sheila. And like Sheila said, entrepreneurism is just so exciting, and I love reading about it and following those entrepreneurs that are successful, like Mark Cuban and Barbara Corcoran on Facebook. And just the whole entrepreneurial world is fascinating to me. So I'm very excited to be here with Sheila and with you guys to share all the things that we've learned about what it means to be a teacher entrepreneur in this ever-growing business that we have.
Exactly. And let's tell them a little bit about our mission, why Teacher Entrepreneur, just quickly, if you want to get the whole background of our name and our logo with the hummingbird and how the two of us found each other and connected, then definitely watch episode 1, which you can find on teacherentrepreneurschool.com. If you click shows, you can rewatch that show. Or, you know, you can find it, I'm sure, on our social media platforms. But this episode is, we're going to be talking about business FOMO, fear of missing out, and making excuses in business. But our mission, like our mission in a nutshell, like what would you say our mission in a nutshell is?
Basically, to be that like holding hand and that voice of reason and like that friend that everyone needs in an entrepreneur that has been through the same experience that they've had. So like we were both teachers and moved into the entrepreneur world and quit our jobs and work now full time on all of these businesses that we have. So we want to help you guys do the same exact things that we are doing now.
Exactly. And we are coming up with a course. So it's going to, right now, it's a 6-week course. It's going to be happening, sign-ups start happening January 1st, I believe, right? It's going to be like new year, new you, start your business. And we are going to have so many amazing things a part of this course. We have 4 modules that we have worked really super hard to make sure they're great for you and making your dreams and business come true. Action sheets that you're going to love, videos, audio, a private Facebook group. This course is just, I wish that I had it when I was starting my business.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Basically, we're including everything that we wish that we had as we were going kind of through this world alone in the beginning about a year ago when all of our businesses started to get founded and become true, genuine companies.
And I love, we have some friends on Periscope. Amanda's on Periscope and she's saying, sounds amazing. So thank you, Amanda, for that support. Amanda of School Days Simplified. And then we have Megan in the comments, Time to Read, saying, after listening to episode 1, she picked her logo and symbol because the hummingbird story really inspired her.
So I love that. I think that's so neat. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yay. So let's get into it. We're going to have two segments in this episode. And our first segment is going to focus on business FOMO, or fear of missing out. And basically what this is you want to be successful. You want your teaching business, you know, whether you're on Teachers Pay Teachers, or you we have our friend Meg in the comments who is making such a cool business with selling fashion for educators. Whatever your business is, you want to be successful and you've got a million things thrown at you and you feel like, if I drop the ball or I don't accept any of these opportunities, like what if I miss out? What do you think about this?
Are you asking me? Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it goes to show too, with like when I was a teacher, at least I always was a yes person. I was like, yes, I will do that. Yes. I will. Whenever my principal asked me something, yes, yes, yes. For fear of missing out or, you know, disappointing my principal or the people that I worked with, I was this yes person. And when you're in this world of entrepreneurism and there's so much to do and there's so much being thrown at you, you have to really lose that yes mentality and pick and choose what it is that's going to benefit your company the most and be okay with saying no to certain things. And that's probably one of the biggest things that I've had to work on myself, is not saying yes to every opportunity that presents itself to me.
Yeah, it feels like you're throwing darts in the dark. That you get to a point in your business where you haven't taken a business course, you haven't gone to business school, you know you have the passion and the drive and some ideas to do it, that you just start kind of throwing darts in the dark and hoping that one lands in the target. And you're working so hard a lot of times as teachers that you don't have time to go out and research a ton or connect with other people who, and you might not even have people in your life that have business background.
Right.
That's my story. And it was so hard when opportunities presented themselves and I wanted to say yes to everything because I didn't have someone to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt. That just made me think of something. So I've been lucky enough to really have my dad as my mentor, who is the president of a multi-million dollar company. And he's a businessman and lives in that entrepreneur world. And there would be times where I'd call my dad. I'm like, Dad, I have another great idea. Or Dad, I want to do this. Let's do this. Let's do this too. And he's like, no, you really need to focus and, like, you know, bear down on that one thing that's going to be the foundation of your company. And then, you know, maybe 10 years from now, all of these other ideas, when you have a real strong foundation of your business, you can start branching out and doing other things. But if you start to spread yourself too thin, you're really losing, you know, the focus of that one thing or whatever it may be that you want to be successful in your company. So that's been something that was really helpful for me that my dad has done.
Exactly. And so we in Teacher Entrepreneur School, our focus is, you know, like Caitlin, you were talking about, you had your dad to kind of give you that guidance. We've helped build the course, especially at the very beginning of the course, to help get you super focused. Mm-hmm. We're not going to slap you around, but we're going to definitely like help you get really clear about what you're going to say yes or no to. And we were talking about it. It's like the filter. You have to have glasses that you put on that are like a filter, that filter out things that cross your path, because you don't have time to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even talking about like making a choice to watch TV.
Absolutely.
I mean, like these simple luxuries that we have in our lives, and without doing a time inventory, you could be spending loads of time when that time should be said no to and devoted to your business. And I think a great example of this that came up this week, if you're familiar with Jess from The Whimsical Teacher, she came on, she is a huge budding, already an entrepreneur. And she came on Periscope and made an announcement that she is only going to be getting 6 hours of sleep from now on. And she has made the decision at 8 o'clock to shut off her social media and work until 12 o'clock on her TPT store. And I thought that was such a good example of this filter that you need to have to take your business to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you guys saw my Instagram yesterday, and Sheila, I don't know if you've posted it yet, but the quote that I said, that the entrepreneur is a doer, not a dreamer. So as much as we have these dreams and these grandeur plans for our businesses, it's a matter of actually, I love that Jess is doing that, of sitting down and doing what you need to be doing for your business, as opposed to dreaming up all of these things that you want to do. That's the difference between a true entrepreneur that's going to go out there and make it happen, and someone who just has these ideas and these dreams. It's, you know, the idea person versus the true entrepreneur. And that's something to be said about a lot of the entrepreneurs that I follow, and I read all these articles, and I'm not one of these people yet, and I want to be so badly, but the majority of successful entrepreneurs wake up at like 4 or 4:30 in the morning to start working on their businesses and to start working on their companies. So as much as we love sleep or we love watching TV, like if you want your business to be successful, you have got to put the focus in your company and the focus on your business and not worry about missing out on dinners or something with friends or going maybe even on vacation with family, to be completely honest with you. So things
it's
that
we have hustle.
Totally. Oh, absolutely. So I love that Jess is doing that. I think that that is the true, you know, sign of someone who really, really wants to be successful. And I love that about her.
And I think it's important to have an accountability partner. I know it's really critical to us in Teacher Entrepreneur School that when we start, we're going to be partnering you with an accountability partner. And I think that accountability partner can kind of help you filter as well and help you inventory how you're spending your time.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our next segment. We wanted to talk about excuses in business. So I, and one more thing that I wanted to add to the previous topic. As teachers, we come with so many talents and special skill sets. And so one of our missions is to make sure that we consider the filter that you have that's a little bit different than just anybody else out there in the business world. There's exceptions that are going to happen in your career and with your personality and your skills and your talents. That the beauty of why we created this course is because we're both teachers, and so that we keep those in mind. And we want to speak
Sheila.
So Caitlin and I are going to take our knowledge that we've accumulated that's been a little bit harsh in the business world, and then break that down and put it into a language that teachers really understand and motivates educators. Mm-hmm. So anyways, our second segment is about excuses, and I think we come up with a lot of good excuses. I'm too old, or I'm too late. Like, you think of the typical entrepreneur now as like an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old or a 20-year-old. And as teachers, you know, we've probably devoted a chunk of our time in the classroom. You might be 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in or plus, and you have that itch going on where you want to start a business, but you're starting to make excuses. Like, what kind of excuses do you think about, Caitlin?
My biggest thing for me, it was interesting. I don't know. I hate that this is how I felt, but I was like, I'm not old enough. And I know that that sounds silly, but I feel like people don't trust my opinions per se, or I thought that because I'm younger and that people weren't going to take me seriously or take my business seriously when I say, oh, I'm a business owner, this is my company, this is what I'm doing. And when I go to pitch my business to principals, are they really going to listen to me because I am not, you know, an older woman with all of this experience? But I don't think that that has much to do with anything, because like Sheila, you were saying, so many entrepreneurs are so young. So for me, it was an age thing, but that was about being younger as opposed to being older. So that was my biggest excuse of being unsure of myself in that regard. And it's been tough to get over, but as the company has grown and as I've had wins along the way, I've definitely felt more confident in my skin and confident in my abilities to make a successful business and to help students and teachers across the world and country. So I think it just comes with, like, it's just a hurdle that you have to get past, and you can't let it hold you back from wanting to change the world in a positive way.
Yeah. When you and I did our interview, that's how we connected several months ago. And we had this light bulb of an idea of starting Teacher Entrepreneur School and making this like a big deal, making this the university that we are so busy as educators, we don't have time to go back to school. Yeah. So when we started thinking about creating an online university for business for teachers, we were both at the place where we were super busy with our other businesses. And I remember, like, we could have totally made excuses. We don't have time. Is this going to detract from focusing on other things? It goes back to the filter glasses again. Like, should we be saying no to this? But we used both of our expertise and we thought this is so needed in the teaching world. And then for myself, some of the excuses that I've had is I'm scared. I am, quite honest with you, I am teacher heart, teacher soul, teacher personality. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And when I thought about starting a business, I was scared out of my mind as far as my financial skills, my lingo, my savviness, the way I carry myself. Is this practical? I made so many excuses up in my head because teaching now, it's not necessarily a safe profession per se. I've been laid off several times with pink slips. That's a whole nother rigmarole. Mm-hmm. But it is a more structured profession per se than starting a business where you're your own boss, setting your own hours, all that kind of stuff. A lot of risks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's a lot of risks leaving the classroom maybe full time and starting your business. But what I feel like we are both on the same page, Caitlin, because we know the excuses. We know the excuses that teachers have, and we know how to cut through that and like help get.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I know I'm noticing in the comments too, people are like the busyness of, you know, my excuses. I'm too busy. I have too much going on. And I can't necessarily speak to that entirely because I don't have children. So I don't know what that is like to have kids and be working full time and doing all of that stuff. But I will say that if it's something that you really truly want to do, and you know that you're going to make a difference in the world, you can make time. In the same way that we talk about like fitness and eating healthy, you can make time for the things that you want to do in your life to change your life and to change the world. So whether it's, you know, your husband or your spouse, or you might have to hire your grandma or something to come watch your kids for a little bit so that you can have 2 hours to get things done, or maybe you wake up at 4:30 before everybody else in your house is awake and you work on your business and you sacrifice sleep. That's the thing about starting a company is there are so many sacrifices that you have to make. You need to ask people for help when you need help, you know, just reaching out to others and telling them, look, I really want to do this. I need your assistance. Can you make dinner for us 3 times a week instead of me having to do it? Or can you do the dishes so I can spend 20 minutes on my business at night? It's a matter of asking for help and then really sitting down with yourself and sacrificing certain things that you can to be successful in whatever your endeavor is. So the whole busyness thing, like I get it, but you have got to stop using that as an excuse and use that to make yourself a better business person and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy, but I'm going to do everything that I can to make time for this. And you build up this different like work ethic and this different work mentality that you maybe didn't have to begin with. So it's going to end up making you a better person and a better business person in the long run.
It's that whole idea of instead of saying I have to, you pull that have out and you stick it with I get to. Mm-hmm. I get to do this. I get to do that. And I think one of our biggest tips as we round out and end the show is really getting honest with yourself. Are you going to regret in 5 years, in 10 years, that you didn't take the opportunity to just see what happened? And that's really what came down to me with starting Teach Happy Membership, is I just rolled it around in my mind for a long time. And I had someone ask me, are you going to regret this? And I am so lucky that I have a very supportive family. And I said, yeah, if I don't stop and I focus on teacher wellness, I am going to seriously regret not having done this. And that is the thing that Caitlin and I want you to avoid. We want you to take action. You have so many talents because we see it, because we are so immersed in the online teaching world, yeah. Both of us. We have And I think we're starting this revolution where it's TPT is a revolution in itself, but then there's this other revolution of teachers that want to build businesses outside of TPT. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? And so we don't want the excuses to get in your way anymore. We want to help you jump over that hurdle and take action.
Yeah. I want to say two things to that, Sheila. One is the teacher entrepreneur school, we're making it in such a way that there is no BS. Like, we're not going to provide you with fluff. Like, it is to the nitty gritty. We know that your time is valuable and you don't have very much of it. So we are not going to waste your time in any capacity at all. It is concise, to the point. You can listen to it on the go. We have everything set up in the most convenient way for teachers and the most least time consuming way as possible. So I really want you to think about that when you think about Teacher Entrepreneur School, that this is going to be like the down to the nitty gritty. You're not spending an hour listening to something when you really want to only hear, you know, the 5 minutes at the end. The other thing that I want to say about this new revolution is I keep reading these articles, and I mean, it makes me sad but excited at the same time that teachers are leaving the profession at an astounding rate right now. I don't know if you guys have been reading these articles at all because of all of the bureaucracy and all of the things that are going on. So many teachers want to start their own businesses or leave teaching and do full-time or part-time something else. And we want to help manifest that destiny for you through this company.
Oh, that gave me the chills.
Teacher Entrepreneur School. So like, this is, like I said the last time, we are on the brink of, you know, creating the light bulb. Like, this is the moment when things are going to change for teachers, and we are here to help you and guide you to the best of our ability every step of the way, because we have been there, we have done it, we have been through it. So join us in this crazy revolution that's happening. We're excited to see where it goes and how we can help you guys, because that's really our biggest goal, is to genuinely help you become better teacher entrepreneurs.
We have Stephanie in the comments is asking, is the Teacher Entrepreneur School courses going to be videos? There will be some videos, but we really thought long and hard about developing this course, and we are both on the go, ladies. So we are making a lot of it audio and then bulleted transcripts. So we really are trying to cover all bases. There will be videos, but a lot of it will be audio that you can listen to over and over again. Catch a little moment to plug something in your ear while you're cooking or with your kids or
in the car while you're on a jog, working out, whatever it is that you're doing.
Or there will be bulleted transcripts that get to the meat of what we're talking about as well.
Yes.
The transcript, Stephanie, will not be like paragraph form of everything that we say in the audio. So the transcripts will more be bullets of key learning, but you will probably want to supplement with listening to the audio in the course. We have a question. Do you ladies feel your message will resonate equally with primary and secondary teachers? Oh, yes.
Yeah. I've been a high school teacher and a middle school teacher, so I've never been a primary school teacher. But in my opinion, I mean, it's not what your grade level is, it's what your passion is. So if you have a company that you have in your mind, this, and you want to become this teacher entrepreneur, like, this is applicable to you. So I don't think it is, you know, cookie cutter to a certain type of teacher. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really about bringing your vision to make the world a better place and molding that with a business vision and making it become a reality. And I think that can happen no matter what grade you teach. So just to wrap up an episode 2, this is an awesome episode. Like, every time we get together, we are just like zingy with energy.
Totally.
Our first topic to recap tonight was business FOMO, fear of missing out. You have all these ideas. You see other teachers accomplishing business goals and dreams and multi-millionaires on TPT and this and that. And you're like, I want a piece of that. So we talked a little bit about that. And then number 2, we talked about excuses and how excuses stop you from making your dreams, business dreams, a reality. Anything else?
If we should send them to our website. So if you are interested in taking the course, we'd love to get some feedback from you on a few things. So if you go to our website, teacherentrepreneurschool.com, and you go to the survey page, there are like four or five questions that we would love to have you answer just so we can get a little bit more of a feel of what our clientele is going to be like, what our customers want to see, and make sure that we're covering all of our bases. If you fill out the survey, you will be entered to win a free teacher entrepreneur course. So you'll receive the class for free. So make sure that you guys go fill that out. Sorry to be like salesy to you, but I want to make sure that you know about this, and we would love to have your feedback from you. And the other thing that we would love to have you do is to sign up for our newsletter so that you can make sure that you gain access to the discounted rates for the Teacher Entrepreneur School, that signups will start January 1st, and any other like little tips and tidbits that we are going to share with you before the class actually starts. So the newsletter signup is the first page of our website, the homepage. It says click here to sign up for newsletter, or something to that effect. So make sure that you do both of those things so that we can help you to the best of our ability.
I think I'm really, really, really excited about the private Facebook group that's going to happen with the course. We're only going to have a certain number of seats. Did you mention that already? A certain number of seats available for our course. And once those fill up, like, we're done. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Periscope. So once those seats fill up, we are done and we are closing the course. But there will be a private Facebook group where we are going to have you connect with other teachers to help you build your business. So I think I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome. I mean, just to have an accountability partner is such a big thing. I know for me in both of these businesses, so Teacher Entrepreneurs, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here. Frozen, sorry.
A Teacher Entrepreneur School and EB Academic Camps. I have business partners for both of those, and I love being able to bounce ideas off of people. That has been like one of the most beneficial things for me as an entrepreneur. So having that Facebook group and accountability partner is going to be a huge thing for you. We have a question. How do we sign up for the Facebook group? All of our students will gain access to the Facebook group, so it's a part of the course. So you'll have to sign up for the course to gain access to the Facebook group.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in to episode
2. Thank you.
We'll be back. Make sure that you follow both Caitlin and I. If you're in Blab right now, follow us in Blab. We will be coming back next week, same time, same place, to discuss teacher entrepreneur life and business. And we hope to see you then. If you want to catch the replay, visit teacherentrepreneurschool.com. And we will talk to you later.
Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.